Lesson 54. Letters of Recommendation. A gentleman once advertised for a boy to assist him in his office, and nearly 50 applied for the place. Out of the whole number, he in a short time chose one and sent all the rest away. "I should like to know," said a friend, "on what ground you chose that boy. He had not a single recommendation with him." "You are mistaken," said the gentleman. "He had a great many." He wiped his feet when he came in and closed the door after him, showing that he was orderly and tidy. He gave up his seat instantly to that lame old man, showing that he was kind and thoughtful. He took off his cap when he came in and answered my questions promptly and respectfully, showing that he was polite. He lifted up the book which I had purposely laid on the floor and placed it on the table, while all the rest stepped over it or shoved it aside, showing that he was careful. And he waited quietly for his turn, instead of pushing the others aside, showing that he was modest. When I talked with him, I noticed that his clothes were carefully brushed, his hair in nice order, and his teeth were as white as milk. When he wrote his name, I observed that his fingernails were clean, instead of being tipped with jet, like the handsome little fellows in the blue jacket. "Don't you call these things letters of recommendation?" "I do, and what I can tell about a boy by using my eyes for 10 minutes is worth more than all the fine letters he can bring me."